KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass Health.
And at 8:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky here in Atlantic and 29 degrees. We look for skies to become partly cloudy with a high around 46. Winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday said five people had been arrested on separate charges covering the period of November 18th through the 28th. On the 28th, 32-year-old Alan Cicera of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation. On the 27th, 29-year-old Burson Fred of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault first offense. 36-year-old Albert Johnson of Harlan was arrested in Atlantic on November 20th for theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting and being a person ineligible to carry a dangerous weapon. And there were two people from Atlantic arrested November 18th. 26-year-old Dylan Gaines was arrested on a warrant for parole violation. And 20-year-old Noah Minders was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. All five subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. But as of Friday's report, only Alan Cicera, Dylan Gaines, and Burson Fred remained in the jail. After another year filled with supply chain troubles and global health concerns, the economic outlook for 2022 in Iowa and for the Midwest isn't rosy, according to Creighton University economist Ernie Goss.
The outlook depends heavily on what happens with the South African strain of COVID-19, the variant there. Even with that, I'm still expecting slower growth in the first half of 2022. It will slow even more, obviously, if we see that expanding in the U.S.
The monthly Creighton survey of supply managers in Iowa and eight other states in the region is showing strong growth, but it's bogged down by continued transportation troubles and labor shortages.
One out of four of the supply managers expect the supply chain delays that we're currently now experiencing to improve in the first half of 2022. Also, more than 50% of the supply chain managers expect these supply chain disruptions, supply chain bottlenecks to get worse.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Iowa's seasonally adjusted manufacturing employment rate was down by fewer than 500 jobs from October to November, or about 0.2%. On the national front, gross domestic product is booming.
The oddity of it is we've got GDP back to above pre-pandemic levels, but employment not there. We're still seeing reluctance to return to work. We've got a lot of retirements. We've got individuals leaving the workforce.
Goss says job gains for Iowa's non-durable goods producers, including food processors, were more than offset in the past month by losses for the state's durable goods manufacturers, such as metal producers. Also, inflation levels are worsening and keeping prices on a wide range of products high. The region's wholesale inflation gauge for November hit 92.9 on a 0 to 100 scale.
We're seeing some of the highest numbers we've recorded here at Creighton University since we began the survey more than 25 years ago. I would say it's the most consistent upward price pressures that we've recorded since in the last three decades.
The survey's overall business conditions index for the Midwest, which also uses a 0 to 100 scale, dropped from 65.2 in October to 60.2 in November. The overall index for Iowa tumbled even further from 67.8 in October to 59.4 in November. The top Democrat in the Iowa House expects Republicans will propose new abortion restrictions during the 2022 Iowa legislative session, even before the U.S. Supreme Court decides on a case that could reverse the 1973 ruling that legalized abortion, Roe v. Wade. Representative Jennifer Confirst of Windsor Heights is the House Minority Leader.
If anything, I believe Republicans would be emboldened by the potential for this Supreme Court case going their way and can't help themselves and would want to do something to continue to attack women.
In a recorded message released this past Monday, Governor Reynolds said she hopes two federal rulings that have blocked abortion restrictions in states like Iowa will be overturned by the new conservative-leaning U.S. Supreme Court. Confirst says Reynolds does not represent the majority view on abortion, as a recent Des Moines Register Iowa poll found 57% of Iowans believe abortion should be legal in most or all cases.
And yet the governor has decided to once again amplify minority opinions, amplify those that are not in line with what Iowans believe, and pretend that it represents the entire state.
And the U.S. Supreme Court is considering a Mississippi law that forbids abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. Governor Reynolds has approved attempts to ban abortions in Iowa after the 6th week of pregnancy or to require waiting periods for abortions. This fall, she asked the Iowa Supreme Court to reverse a 2018 opinion that said women have a fundamental right to an abortion under Iowa's constitution.
The governor continues to lean into extremist views, extremist beliefs, and to pretend that they represent the entire state. And Iowans are fed up.
Confirst expects abortion to be a big issue in the legislative races in 2022.
We're going to point it out. We're going to make sure that Iowans know that when Republicans are voting in the legislature, they're voting on extreme legislation that doesn't match what Iowans want. And we're going to hold them accountable.
Confirst made her comments during a weekly news conference organized by the Iowa Democratic Party. The Iowa Republican Party is leading 22 candidates. Reynolds, Senator Chuck Grassley, and three Iowa Republicans serving in the House all oppose abortion, as do nearly all of the Republicans serving in the legislature. And an investigation by the state auditor's office has found the former city clerk in Promise City used that town's small town's money to purchase almost $10,000 worth of her own utility bills, or to pay those, I should say, and to make $17,000 worth of improper purchases at Walmart. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Promise City is in south central Iowa, and according to the 2020 census, it has 88 residents. The special investigation covered years that Deborah Eccleston was the city clerk. The report identifies more than $59,000 in improper and unsupported spending. Auditors concluded Eccleston's approved salary during the period was about $13,000, but canceled checks indicate she was paid about twice that. According to the investigation by the state auditor's office, Eccleston used city money to buy books and food at Walmart. Promise City doesn't have a library, but the report notes Eccleston ran a coffee shop and bookstore in Centerville. Auditors reviewed Alliant Energy records and determined Eccleston used Promise City money to pay utility bills for her Centerville business and her own residence. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Promise City officials asked for the investigation after Eccleston resigned, and the newly hired city clerk raised concerns after reviewing canceled checks and accounting records. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass Health.